Good evening, Jules fans, and welcome back to Jules and the Blood Injury Time Podcast. After a few weeks hiatus, we are back at the headquarters.
Hiatus. That's a fancy word for a reintroduction.
That's obviously what I've been doing the past few weeks, is looking in my thesaurus.
Oh,
that's a bit like a dictionary.
It was an early Christmas present for him. We've got him a dictionary and a thesaurus, and he can't work out the difference.
And as you can tell by now, I am joined by the other GITB crew, my housemate and pet, Boz.
Very well fed, clearly.
And
Mr. The world's biggest Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
The world's most
I wish this one would die like the Tamagotchis used
wow.
to.
Wow.
And we're back.
And also joining us, as you can hear, is Mr. Matthew Boosie.
Good evening.
Who is recovering from a knee operation.
I am going to go back to work on Monday, so finally.
The question is, how long are you going to keep banging on about your knee op like Boz used to bang on about his ankle?
I don't think I have ever, to be fair.
Not recently, no. You've been all right. You're near enough back to full walking speed.
Well, I'm a little way off, but yeah, I'm, you know, we're getting there.
Still walking quicker than Boz, but there you go.
That's neither here nor there.
No.
I was walking quicker than Boz when I was bent
down. Yeah, that's true. Right, anyway, as we're back, we're just going to run through some changes to HQ.
Pineapple's gone.
Gone. We've now got a metal shed in the garden.
We have.
It was a metal shed.
It's a metal
like an air raid bunker.
It does look a bit like an air raid bunker.
Episode of Only Fools and Horses.
Any other changes?
We've got a pile of junk mail on the floor.
Yeah, you still haven't cleaned the toilet.
No.
No.
We've got a new clothes era.
Yeah, new clothes era.
Mama
Sadibi's still on the wall.
Yeah, oh, we're going to replace the frame on Friday as well.
After we
dropped replace the frame, I think you need to replace the glass.
Yeah.
The frame looks fine.
After we've dropped it about 5 times.
Yeah,
that's not going to come down on me again, is it?
I don't know.
Just because that's going to be sharp now.
Oh, we've got a weird light, haven't we, that sometimes works and sometimes doesn't.
Yeah, sometimes you switch it on and nothing happens.
Sometimes
you come down hours later
on,
and it's just on, which is quite odd.
Yeah. I think that's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. That is nothing much has really changed in headquarters. Boys, have you got any stories over the past few weeks that you can think of?
I don't think I have, because I've not done anything ever, unfortunately. So I've not seen anyone, really. I've even been to, like, darts to see you and Boz. So.
That's a story.
Bit of news,
there you go. Stocky is a dart player.
Yeah, Stocky's joined the team.
Yeah, I'm absolutely shocking.
Tell them the real reason you joined.
I only joined because I have football training on the Thursdays that finishes at 9:30. Your darts is still going, and there's a buffet, so that
it's
is literally
buffet,
the only
fair.
Reason
that's
I come there.
Word.
Buffet.
Good,
so I just
well, we have a team of, I think, 8, and probably 6 only going for the buffet, so yeah. it's fine.
And I'm a new member of the team, and I actually
you did win
won
game,
a game
yeah.
the other week against some old guy that I had to keep.
Well, he's been playing since he was in his
literally,
team.
He kept, his darts kept falling and going in the floor. And I was helping him up, and the minute that he won,
he's
he started
him up.
Not him up, sorry. helping him up, picking the darts up. But the minute that he won, I weren't fucking interested.
No.
Fuck yourself. Boz, anything you want to mention over the past few weeks?
Not off the top of my head, but I'll probably think of something while we get going.
Okay, well, we'll come back to you. I've got one story, and it's one of them where I can't say any names, and it's not like, oh, it's my mate, and it's actually me. This is an actual, you know, one of them.
Oh, yeah. My mate's got
time. So, mine involves WhatsApp.
Okay.
So I get a lot of WhatsApp images and humorous videos from a contact on WhatsApp. And normally they're quite funny, and fair enough. They're the kind of jokes that you share with one person. You know, you've got certain people that you share certain jokes with. Anyway, woke up one morning at about 5:30. Go on my phone as you do. Check my WhatsApp and notice a status that's been put on there. Anyway, this contact.
I didn't know you could do statuses.
Yeah, you can do statuses.
Yeah,
I'm obviously not up to speed.
Yeah, I mean, no one does it. Which
it's literally
is,
just changing your picture, isn't it?
So basically, if you see it, you think, who the fuck has done that? Because no one does it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I clicked, and this person had updated their WhatsApp status at 2:25 in the morning.
Right.
I was like, oh God, this isn't good. So clicked on it, and it was a video of some kind of funny pornographic sex club, and I was like,
still definitely a mate,
just to clarify. And I thought, oh, they've not meant to do that, are they? At 2:25 in the morning, when I knew that they'd been out with work on like a work trip the night before, and I was like, they've seriously fucked up it.
Someone's drunk.
Someone's had a bit to drink. So I messaged back.
As you do.
Would you meant to have put this as your status? Obviously, because they've been on a night out. The message come back a few hours later. Shit, how do I delete it? Now, this person's got a lot of work contacts on their phone, so the potential for this to really blow
up. A lot of people would have seen the status.
Yeah, a lot of people would have seen it, but fortunately, it was just me and one other who also knew this person, so they got away with it. But it then had to involve me ringing the person and telling them how to delete the WhatsApp status. So that is my little
lesson
story.
Learned. Lesson learned. Change your WhatsApp status when you had a drink.
just don't do it anyway. Who even does that?
Really know how to do it, so it's not going to be. It's definitely not me then.
Yeah, and just to clarify, it's not me. It is genuinely someone I know.
When you said 2:25 in the morning, I was thinking I would have been at work. Is this me? But it's clearly not.
No, it's not you. You do send a load of crap, though.
Yeah, just because I have a lot of time to kill through the night.
Fair enough. Anyway, moving on. We've returned with the caption competition, which, Boz, you do a very good job of finding these...
Just these random
photos. You found them quite quick as well.
Yeah.
So I'll let you describe what the photo is.
So it's us in Turkey, I don't know how many years ago, on a place called Blue Lagoon, and we're on a pedalo. Both beardless, looking rather young.
Yeah.
My belly sat on me by the look of it.
Special, that is, with a parasol.
We saw a turtle that day as well, didn't we?
We did see a turtle, yeah.
Nah. That's
good one in the toilet, mate, for
fuck's sake. He looks like a ninja.
Dropping one out in the sea.
Yeah, it does.
Why does Boz always play an air guitar?
I was just going to say,
that is one
someone
of the
has put that in the comments, yeah, and he does. Yeah.
It's like he's playing an invisible instrument.
So we've got a few decent comments. So I'll run through the Facebook ones, me and Boz, and you can run through the Twitter ones. How about that?
Do it.
Yeah. So the first one, Jake Robinson, floating around in the middle of nowhere, trying to find a decent budget for the transfer window.
We were in the middle of nowhere, makes sense.
You can read the next one.
Carlos Arba, where are you?
Very random.
I don't
know. I mean, there was a time when we could have been looking for Bailey Cargill.
You're not reading the name out for who's a dad?
Oh, sorry. My eyes, Jesus Christ. Shrey Purinik, that's why you've given me that one, clearly.
It's just the next one after the one I read. It's just coincidence. Friend of the pod, Gary Myerscough.
Up the Gary.
Got it.
Who's actually demanding the pod to come back, so he'll be happy once it's released on Friday.
Well, he might not be happy, I mean.
Well, yeah, we'll see.
It might be crap.
Yeah, leave us your comments, Jules fans. So Gary commented, the Sheppy Tourist Board's ad campaign wasn't seen as being 100% believable. Boz, next one. Are you going to have to bloody grab it and bring it right to your face every
glasses.
Time?
Generally, do you need glasses?
I think I'm right. Richard Cherry, Blackpool bound, keep pedaling, hopefully be there for kickoff.
Next one, Malcolm Bell. Thank you for calling EasyJet. Sorry, all flights booked to the Champions League final fully booked. You got any other way of getting there? ...
Probably not Thomas Cook.
All right, let's bring it close to your face so you can see.
Where am I up to?
That one.
Paul Jocelyn. Wow, you're brave in this weather. Next, no, you're just going to stop, are you?
Look, carry on. Go on.
Lee Fenwick, new seats for the temporary stand, just tested. I like that one.
Oh, read the next tweet,
Boz. You don't get that much shelter in the temporary stand.
Frank, oh, right, go on, Frank. Franco Shaughnessy, bit of an argument over sunbeds.
Yes, and for anyone that's new...
It may well have been the same holiday, I think
it was. It was the same holiday, yeah. For anyone that's new to the pod, listen back to one of our early pods where we discussed me and Boz having an argument over a sunbed, who was right and who was wrong.
It's been going on for a few years.
So we don't just chat bollocks on the Jules fans.
Yeah, we...
Hard-hitting topics we get involved with as well.
Exactly, and we run a vote and people agreed with me. So
only just.
It doesn't matter, still agreed with me. Anyway, Dave Gay, looks like Beechin's green on a summer's day, and also commented that at least you didn't have to throw the German hand towels in the pool. Steve White, see, I told you not to book through Thomas Cook. Just keep peddling and hopefully we'll reach the Costa Brava. I'll let you read the next one, Boos.
Gary George Henry's definitely put two kisses. Yep, there we go. Yep. I told you this was a great way to meet women.
You might as well read the last few because you're the next one.
I've got
quite
mine.
Enjoyed
Mrs. Stock.
Oh. That was the coincidence that I started coughing.
I'll just wait for Stocky to have stop having an aneurysm. My comment was severe budget cuts meant that the third in-betweeners movie looks set to be a huge flop compared to the first two. Oh, and Rachel Bradley, Judy Finnegan's let herself go, but she doesn't specify
which one.
Who was Richard and who was Judy?
Well,
she does compare us to famous couples, doesn't she?
Well, maybe she's saying I'm Richard because I'm a dick. You never know.
Could be that.
That's the kind of humour that she tends to use.
Right, and then we've got some on Twitter as well. From Glenn, who friend of the channel, 80s Hog. What do you mean a waterlogged pitch? Gary Norman, my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Very, very good. Stocky can do the next one from Scoops.
Scoops, who hopefully we are seeing on Saturday at Wimbledon away. He's just got to get me some boats and holes.
Jules Throne at Blue Pepper 7 has put the hunt for Matty Willock continued. Well, Jules, he is alive because we did see him last night in the flesh on grass warming up before the cup tie. So hopefully he's not too far away. James Cleal commented, Stocky, Boz, put that bloody air guitar down and get pedalling.
Next one, Louis Watts. Boz and Stocky are testing out destinations for the Jules' next pre-season world tour.
Oh, you got to Folkestone then, well done.
Yeah.
Barry Davis, better than taking the official coach when we're away to Southend.
Where are we? Gary, at Gary Football Nut, Montenegro versus England, I'm sure the stadium was this way. Barry Fitzjohn, Boz and Stocky prepare for Doncaster away. You can read that one.
David Graham, what's that woman doing up there in the left corner with that bloke? Can't see. There is a really big X covering them. I can't be the only one that's
zoomed
had a look.
In and I can't work it out.
I cannot be the only one that's... Does he mean that X, which means you close the picture?
I don't know.
David, can you please explain your sense of humour? Because
it's gone over the head of three of us. Spence West, Stocky, if this thing takes off, that parachute is never going to hold us. And the island reference, the island is out of shreddies and both bridges are down. In true SAS style, the boys make for the mainland. Brackets, all Morrison's mere way to be precise. Hashtag in this together.
And Craig Chapman has literally just put that hashtag in it together in reference to what the Jules use on all of their tweets. Yeah. There's all of them on Twitter. There's some good ones in
there. There's some very good ones there. Thanks for getting involved.
David Graham one's going to be something really obvious, isn't it? And we're all going to have the thickest picture.
Yeah, I did look a few times because I thought it was saying on Boz's shirt.
Even if he said it as a joke, we've all spent time zooming and looking, so
it's
worked.
Probably just us that are stupid.
Yeah, I thought it was something to do with Boz's shirt because it's got a red logo on it, but
I can't see anyone.
I can't work out what's going on. Anyway, from one ridiculous scenario to another, because it's been the return. Thank you. It's been the return of the Dutch transfer rumor.
That is a Wowzers. Long rumor.
And the pod's long this week. You can speed read.
Yeah, don't worry. Anyway, Dutch has sent us a message via the fax machine.
Our Dutch ITK.
Yeah, Dutch ITK. Lots of speculation that several teams are keeping an eye on Joe Walsh, but that's not the only unlikely rumour I've heard this week. Spanish giants Racing Santander have sent scouts to the last three home games to watch Cisse, who they describe as the missing piece in our jigsaw. The only hiccup could be that Cisse is dual heritage, Welsh, Basque, and has sworn never to play for a Spanish club or Hereford United. Ollie Lee is reportedly missing Scotland despite settling well into the Gilles setup. Mrs. G was browsing the special interest section of our local DVD shop and was struggling to choose between American Pie 6, Chaos in Chatham and Debbie Does Rochester. She asked a fellow shopper for advice and it turned out to be Ollie's Auntie Violet.
Oh.
Obviously.
She's back.
Yeah. I saw that car today, by the way, the one with
Violet. Right around the corner.
Yeah. Anyway, she asked a fellow shopper for advice. And it turned... Oh, I said that bit. She's been commuting from her bungalow in Edinburgh twice a week to bring Scottish delicacies to Ollie and to speak to him in a way no one can understand. Finally, rehearsals are underway for the Christmas panto. I've had to sign a non-disclosure agreement, but what I can tell you is this. Steve Evans will be playing wishy-washy, but without the comedy Chinese accent. A big name is coming back to the Priestfield as Widow Twankey. I can't say who, but suffice it to say that the fans will be singing I, Iffy, Iffy, I when they see him. Former stalwart Billy Manuel will not be appearing this year, as his agent had already booked him to appear in Death of a Salesman at the Don Mar in London. And that's what we got this week.
Back of a bang.
That sounds kosher.
Keep them coming, Dutch. We love them. Right.
We all look forward to what Auntie V's up to next.
Moving on, chaps. And I've got a little bit of a quiz going on. So we might have to have a little readjust around so you can't see what's going to be on my screen. Otherwise, you're going to know the answers.
I'll sit forward. It's
the one I'll watch. Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, you want to sit there and
ask? Oh, yeah. Go on, then. Let's have a...
musical chairs.
Yeah, this is good. Are you enjoying listening to this?
Every day I'm shuffling.
Right, anyway, so as we've discussed in our WhatsApp group, the loser out of you two is going to buy the first round of drinks on Saturday.
Hope you all like water.
Right, so the quiz I've got. I had a look on this day, what's been happening. On this day in 2010-11, we ended a barren run of away fixtures.
Oh yeah, it came up on my memories today.
Yep, with a 1-0 win against Oxford. What we're going to do, see if you two can name the starting 11. So whoever gets the most wins.
Right, for the record, Matt has gone to me, you should win this. That doesn't mean nothing.
Obviously, anyone listening can have a think as we're doing it and play along. Right, so who's going first? Any preference?
Cool. Rock, paper, scissors.
Right. One, two, three.
You win.
All right, first. So, for anyone who couldn't see that, I've got scissors and Bob's got paper.
Brucey, you shoot first.
So we just got to do one position each and it alternates?
Just you say a name, I'll say yes or no.
Cody McDonald, because he scored the goal.
1-0.
Are we allowed lives, or is this just one and out?
Do we get like so many we can get wrong before we're out, or is it just
without a spare life? Or?
Just until we've got the whole 11. Obviously, if it's dragging on, I'll give you clues.
Oh, right.
So we got.
So you get one guess, and then it's.
Yeah. So it's got the most right.
So I will say Charlie Lee.
Yes, 1-1.
Chris Whelpdale.
2-1.
Tony Sinclair.
Whoa, what a name. 2-2.
Alan Julian.
Ooh, 3-2.
Joe Martin.
Nope. Back to Boosie.
Sean Clohesi?
No.
Oh, Danny Chapman?
No.
Oh.
Crossed. So what have we got? We got a striker, a goalie,
mm-hmm.
and two midfielders.
Yeah.
Is it 10-11?
10-11,
oh,
yeah.
I've got a banging one next.
Spiller?
No, he was on the bench.
Josh Gowling?
No.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus. So we still need both fullbacks.
Yes, and a centre back and a goalkeeper.
We've got the goalie, we said Julian.
Oh, sorry, don't need the goalie. Another striker. Oh,
Cody and Bayo.
Yes.
That was going to be my
4-2.
Next guess.
Oh, come on,
Curtis Weston.
No.
Cool, I'm shooting and missing a lot here.
So we've got the front two now, haven't we?
Yep. So you need two fullbacks.
Two centre midfielders.
And a centre back. Larkin is tension.
No Jackman, no. You'd have been mine after. God.
I'll say.
Fuller.
5-2.
Come on!
Jesus, I'm in trouble here.
So you need to pull it
out. Oh, John Nutter?
No, he was on the bench.
Oh my
what
God.
I will say is the left back was a lone player.
Talk amongst yourselves, Jules fans. You're enjoying your dinner or ordering your takeaway and waiting for it to be delivered, and then we'll get back to you.
So, centre back, left back on loan. And
who was the first centre back? We got one of them.
Tony Sinclair.
I don't think he was there until later on. Frampton.
No, it's not.
I'm going to put one out there. I'm just shot in the dark. Frank Noble.
No. Centre back, left back.
Two centre mids,
yeah.
But it's only the left back that was on loan?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
One of the midfielders was initially on loan, but we later signed him.
I'm struggling here. What's my fault? Crossed. One down, Lee. Bentley?
No.
That would have been a good shout. the left back's bugging me because I feel like that might have been a season we had a lot of loan players.
That's every season for us, in fairness. We have a lot of loan players.
Centre mid, I think I know that's too early. Stephen Gregory's way too early, isn't it?
No. Shall I give you another clue? One of the midfielders had quite a prolific spell and then just faded away. Started off the season really well, banging in goals, and then just faded away.
You said Weston, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, who was the other? Lewis Montrose?
No.
Oh,
that is a good shout.
Oh. It wasn't until I said it, and then he said no, and he ruined it.
We'll go two more minutes, and then I'm revealing the answers.
Gary Richards?
No.
Oh, I thought I'd be better than this.
Right, the centre back when he played for us was relatively old. The left back was on loan to us.
Matt Lawrence.
Yes.
Come on, I can't lose. It's done.
That's it. We're end it. So the left back.
Yeah.
Give us the initials then.
CK.
Chris Kirkland.
No.
CK.
I think he might have been on loan. I want to say Swindon at the time, or he later played for Swindon.
Calvin Klein.
I don't think it's Calvin Klein, no.
I don't know who he's on loan from, but I think he's also later played for Swindon.
I'm struggling.
Cow.
Pat. That's what we've been at this
Callum.
King. Oh, Kennedy.
Yeah, Callum Kennedy.
I would not have got that all day.
So who else do we need?
Two midfielders.
Give us the initials and we'll have a go each.
KM.
Kevin Mayer.
Yeah.
Chris Palmer.
Yes.
Wow, that was the other one I was thinking of. It was in Montrose.
I like that. You should make that a regular thing. Just pick a game.
That's the aim. Obviously, you two can't Google it before.
Well, I like that.
Driving
it, you're Saturday. I'm having a bottle of vodka.
Yeah. Plus your wine and drinks, it looks like. Right. So, moving on to our topic of the week, which again, a lot of you gave us your input on, which was brilliant. FA Cup memories. And we created our own, one more last night, didn't we?
We did. It was really good as well. What thoroughly deserved. Sorry, am I jumping in?
No,
down there? Are we allowed to talk about last night? I thought we were fucking quality, to be fair. Really, really good. We just don't let him come anymore.
No. Yeah, we've decided that when I don't go to FA Cup games, we'll win, so.
And you've given Stocky a ticket at home games, and we've won both games 1-0.
And last season I went to Swansea away, and that didn't end well.
Did you go to Slough, though?
Yeah, that was not a very good game. Great goal.
I was a banger, to be fair, yeah.
But, yeah, we more than deserved it last night, didn't we?
Sunderland was so bad. It was we just said to Boz before we started recording this, didn't we? We could sit here and try and tell him how bad they were and it just wouldn't do it justice. They were fucking pony.
They were just average, weren't they?
And that weren't a shadow side that Parkinson kept gibbering on about. Maguire started, Briggs started, Oz Turk started, their first choice keeper started, McGeady came off the bench, Watmore started, Power and Ledbetter started. They were awful. So bad. You can see why their fans got the ump.
And now we're into the next round against Donny.
We are. A two o'clock on a Sunday kickoff because BBC have chose it for extended highlights. Yeah,
very strange.
Which is what they did last year for the Slough game, I think, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Boz went to that one last year.
Looking forward to
that. I don't think that really falls into that category, does it?
It was a memory as in we won. That's about...
It was new ground.
Yeah.
But other than that, there weren't too many memories from that day. So we start off... So we asked for best and worst memories because obviously we've been involved in some stinkers over the year as well. So on Twitter, Gary Myerscough said, the game against Villa when we were on the TV, Ashley Young always annoyed me anyway, but his diving just tipped me over the edge. Pretty much lost my mind when Jacko scored.
They put a full-strength team out that day. It was just Gareth Barry that didn't play. Other than that, it was a full-strength team.
Was it that night that Jacko spanned and then spanked it past Brad Friedel, didn't it?
Yeah.
And then that cheating.
Lee Clifton also mentions that about Simeon Jackson's equaliser. Said it took the roof off the Rainham End and also the wall in front of the Rainham End collapsed as well.
Weird little things back then, didn't you? Like little barriers and stuff.
And he also added he thinks that cup run inspired us getting promotion later that season, which I fully agree with as well. I've always
said that
as well.
We were lurking outside the playoffs then, weren't we, around that time?
That's because it's the second time that we've ended up having a good cup run and got promoted in the same season, and via Wembley then. Because obviously 99-2000, which is mine, was when we got to the quarterfinals and lost to Chelsea. We beat Bradford and Sheffield Wednesday en route, and obviously everyone knows about Nicky Southall's tapping.
Lee Clifton also mentions last season where we beat Cardiff in the cup at Priestfield before going on to lose at
Swansea. Was that the game the fan nearly fell over the...
Nearly fell out of the Medway stand, yeah. That was quite funny and a little bit scary. Not for us, but for him, I'd imagine. But
what do you want to go with? Our ones first or the Facebook ones?
I've just mentioned mine because it tied in with that thing. So,
Boss, we go
with the disaster.
Best or worst?
We go with best to start with.
Best, probably the Charlton game. I mentioned it on here before.
Mm.
When we first started going real regularly.
That's when I was a Premier League team as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
About
2004.
We won the Bertrand Basu game, that was.
Yeah. That was probably my highlight because it was our first proper season, wasn't it? And like I say, that was a Premiership team. They brought a strong team down after about 34 seconds with 1-0 down.
That's the game where that's the iconic Sidibe picture, isn't it, with Danny Spiller chasing him. Is that, that's from that game, isn't it? In the black and white Sea France kit.
Yes, I don't know, in the black and blue hooped kit.
Black and blue, sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
And also the iconic picture of Tommy Johnson on
one
knee.
Yeah, that one annoys me.
Giving it the finger to the mouth.
Probably to me.
That's directly at you.
Did you see on Twitter the other day, going off on a tangent, that Preston fan had put up, name your...
Yeah, Tommy Johnson.
Tommy Johnson got in someone's jewels.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I thought that person, he hasn't been for a long time, or they're having a bit of banter.
He was alright though. He scored some screamers, didn't he?
He was awful.
So, my best one was probably the same as you, was the Charlton one. A bit of an obscure one that I seem to remember is when we beat Bournemouth 3-2 at home. I think it was in a replay.
Oh, yeah.
I think we was League 2 at the time and they was League 1.
Yeah, Darren Anton playing, I think.
Yeah, possibly. And Stefan Page scored the winner.
Season we had Tyrone Berry.
I don't know.
Christ, he was awful.
But yeah, that one stands out for me for some reason, even though it's quite an obscure game. And then the Charlton one, Cardiff ones. Oh, the more obvious ones.
Leeds in 2003, that was one where Viduka got sent off.
Yeah.
He elbowed Hesse and they beat us in the replay.
That's the one where Sidibe had the white streak in his hair, didn't he?
Ken Bates falling out. 2002 at Ibury.
Yeah.
We levelled up twice, didn't we? And then they decided to bring on a couple of half-decent players. It was Robert Pires and some lad called Thierry or something.
Terry Henry. Is he friends with Toby Lerone?
He is, definitely. Our latest, our first summer signings.
Right, so we go on to the Facebook comments. We kick off with the good ones, then we move on to the not-so-good after that.
Dave Gay, my best memory is before your times when we beat Peterborough 5-1 at a mega-packed Priestfield with over 13,700 back in 1973. There was actually more in the ground as one of the main gates was clattered and many got in for free. In the fifth round, we went to Elton John's Watford, lost but had a wonderful day out.
Next one from Mick Collins, the best must have been versus Brentford at home.
This comes up quite a lot, doesn't
it? I can't remember the year, but was 3-1 down and a player carried off and we won 5-3.
And that's echoed by Andy Wheatley and David Wood, who both mentioned the same game, 1980-something, but we haven't got a specific date. Yeah, 3-1 down, Tony Cass come off the bench.
Also, Kevin Wise mentions
Kevin
it
Wise
as well.
And Peter Taylor, not that Peter Taylor.
What's that one there? Kane Wootton, 3 games versus Everton, with Tony Cascarino missing a breakaway that would have put Everton out. Amazing support in Liverpool and 2 full houses at home.
That was in the days where you just kept having replays.
Oh, right.
I think so. It was like you'd have like a third or fourth
God.
Replay. Yeah, and Cass missed a one-on-one with Neville Southall with about
imagine
10 minutes going to home.
So what we got there?
Like I've just copied Rachel's, in fairness. The first sentence.
So we go with Adrian Smith, the best FA Cup tie away to Colchester United and win by 5 goals in the 80s, and going to Essex on an old MD double decker bus. I don't know what that is.
No,
it's good that we've got some older memories as well. Like,
yeah, we're getting some
rather than just the
different dates.
More recent ones. I'll let you read Rachel's out.
Rachel's is, well, I say mine's the same as Rachel's because Rachel put us on first. She's got the 99-2000 season beating Bradford and then Sheffield Wednesday at home, sat in the genuinely temporary main stand a few rows behind John Mopson and Garth Crooks for the Wednesday game, where we had a great view of Tricker's cracking winner and we were first on match of the day. I remember that. I taped it because this was like before DVDs or like Sky Plus, and the opening titles for Match of the Day was just like something over the back of that temporary main stand because it was being built, just someone's washing just fluttering around in the wind. Really weird, but yeah, a cracking day and really good atmosphere, and obviously Nicky Southall's goal was absolutely brilliant.
And Rach also mentioned the more. Arsenal away game as well, queued for about 8 hours for the tickets. I'll never forget Arsenal bringing on Henri and Pirès because Tigerdon's equaliser put the fear of God into them.
I can't remember who scored our first goal though. I think it was, it might have been Marlon King. We'll have to have a look.
And then you've got your comments.
Well, I did the bit about the run to the quarters, beating Bradford and Sheffield Wednesday, and then obviously Arsenal 2002, Leeds 2003, Villa 2009, Cardiff last season. There's been plenty of good ones. We generally do all right in terms of draws when we get to the third round, don't we, I think?
Yeah. So we've got some worse ones. Adrian Smith, worse Welling away in replay and losing 1-0 in the early 90s. Peter Taylor, worst one that springs to mind was the Dover Athletic game in 2010. A banana skin to slip on and we managed it in style.
Didn't we sign Adam Birch on the back of that game?
Yeah. And I think that was... Oh, there's one more worse one somewhere. Where'd that go? Oh, that was it. David Pope. As a hero of Burska and Brackley twice, I've decided for the good of my sanity and the success of the club not to attend any more FA Cup matches.
Tony Bullock.
The image of Tony...
He spelled it wrong.
The image of Tony Bullock diving into his own net with the ball at Burska or Deji Oshalaja having the temerity to tell me to calm down as I imparted some useful career advice to him at Brackley have turned me off the cup.
We don't like teams that begin with B, do we?
No. We had quite a period of going out to teams beginning with B. We had Brackley, Burska, Barnet.
Twice on the telly was...
And then I think one of the Bristol teams, I think it might have been City, knocked us out. And
Birchall scored for Bendover. Dolph.
David Pope also mentions, also forget getting binned off by Accrington on a freezing Tuesday night when not one Jules player had the decency to applaud the away fans. He faced a miserable 5-hour journey home.
Bastards.
I believe that was the game when we were in the last four of the hat. It was Man United, Leeds, Jules and Accrington, and you just thought, we know which way this is going.
And it did.
So, our worst memories.
Worst memories, probably Stevenage away for me.
Oh, yeah, I
we were bloody
that
awful
one.
That day.
3-0.
3-0.
I had to work that day.
Honestly,
I was devastated.
It was atrocious.
Didn't you two come? I think you two messaged me on WhatsApp that night and just put, at least the food was decent, and that was literally it. That was your that was your analysis of the game.
Yeah.
Ben Williams, who I think hit the bar, and that was about as good as it
didn't
got.
We start
my
old mate in that game, didn't we?
Yeah, well, no, I think he was in the bar actually.
World player of the year,
Manuel Osadebe. Yeah, Jordan Houghton played that day, and I don't think he featured much more after that, did he?
Yeah, no, he started that season really well, didn't he? And then he just must have had a falling out with Justin. God rest his soul.
But other than that, yeah, the Brackley results have been shocking. Even the home games where we
drew 2-0 down in the home game and then lost 4-3 on the telly. Might as well just sacked it off in the first game.
Yeah.
The first time we went out to them, I think when we played them at home, we were 1-0 down, we scored an injury time. I remember hardly anyone celebrating. It was embarrassing.
You can't celebrate you losing a team. What, they like National League North or something, isn't
something
they?
Like that, yeah.
What got me, they didn't even have names on the back of their shirts. And Gary Mulligan played from that first game.
Barnet away as well, went to that with Luke Freeman, the game infamous for Luke Freeman coming on at the age of 15.
15, wasn't he? Youngest debutant.
I struggle for many bad ones that have been mentioned.
Hartlepool last season, we didn't lose, but that was awful. That first game, I know we won a replay and a thriller, but it was like, oh, we're going to save all the goals for the replay. That was one of the most mind-numbingly boring nil-nils you could ever wish to watch. You two didn't go, did you?
I was thinking of a nil-nil. You went to a shocking one at Stockport, weren't it, before?
Oh, it was just, I went on my own.
It was home.
We were, oh my God, it's the only game I've ever been on my own. Yeah. Oh my God. That was one of the games where we named it to just kids on the bench.
And unfortunately, we won the replay to...
God, I forgot all about that. I put that to the back of my head.
Yeah.
That was not a good day.
Any more?
I don't want to think of any more bad ones.
Well, hopefully the next one won't be in that category. It'll be a decent one.
Yeah, hopefully we can stick Doncaster into a good memory.
Yeah, and then a decent third round draw.
That'd be lovely stuff. Oh, we've just been talking about it. We might all potentially be available for that weekend. So it'd either be Southend away in the league, or it'd be nice to do an away down a different ground, wouldn't it?
Yeah, would be good. Big Premiership team.
Imagine.
would be nice, but let's get through Doncaster first. Yeah. So that's the FA Cup covered. Thanks for everyone that's got their comments
enjoyed
in.
Enjoyed that.
Yeah, we've got topics planned for the next few weeks, so we'll release details early and get your input. Boys, this weekend coming, we're all going to Wimbledon.
We are. Wimbledon in three.
Hopefully better than the last time.
It can't be worse than last time.
What a bad day that was.
It can't get much worse than last time. So that should be good.
Looking forward to being squashed in like sardines.
Yeah, their ground's terrible.
Didn't we get we had the privilege of, amongst Rory Donnelly being sent off and forgetting his shirt, and Bradley Dack and Jet getting injured in the first 10 minutes, and Rory Donnelly setting up their first goal. Wasn't it also the game where we had the joy of watching Wayne Hatswell do absolutely fuck all with that laptop?
What did you say he was doing? What was he playing?
Fucking doom, wasn't he? That summed up our performance. That really was fucking doom and gloom.
Josh Pask decided to chokeslam one of their players.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Josh Pask turned into The Rock minutes after the referee said,
Rory Donnelly threw, apparently threw mud at their fans.
There's got to be the shittiest sending off ever in it for chucking mud. Bless him.
Yeah, it wasn't a good day.
It was a bad direct piss start as well, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, I remember wringing my hat out in the back of the car when we got back in. That was, yeah, it weren't fun and we lost. And Dominic Pallion scored against us again.
Shocker.
And, you know, just to confirm it, we are the only team he scores against.
Yeah. Where was he at? Crawley? Is he still,
I don't know if he is. Wherever he is, they don't like him.
Was that last season?
I'm not sure where he is now.
He was at Bradford for a bit, scored against us then, I'm sure.
He scored against us for Crawley last year, didn't he, in the leases?
Yeah, I think so.
Shite.
Well, yeah, should hopefully be a good day out. We're on a good run of form at the moment, so...
And they're on a bad run. Yeah. When I was watching the EFL highlights yesterday.
That don't mean anything, because last year we went there and they was on a really good run and we beat them, so let's not jinx it.
Hopefully we meet up with
Jules B.
Yeah, I'm hoping to meet up with Scoops. I haven't met him yet. You guys met him at Doncaster.
You're buying everyone a drink this weekend, yeah. Didn't you?
Lucky I got paid last week.
That's a good job, to be fair. We're all getting on it.
Right, so we're in this week as normal with name in the frame. So in joint third position was the choice of you two, Simon Osborne, which was yours, Matt.
That was mine, yeah. I went and tried to be FA Cup relative and it backfired horrendously because he played in that game against Arsenal. But and then someone just put Chris Hope in and that killed it all.
And
that just ruined it. Oh. Sorry.
Spoiler alert.
Don't watch movies with me.
Do you want to spoil anything else?
No, you can still do another one, it's fine.
Was Chris Dixon with 13% as well?
Yeah, it was just, I saw something on Twitter the other day about lone players that you instantly fell in love with, and he was for one.
Yeah, and Lewis Brown in reply to that, who chose him because it was the first Jules goal we'd ever seen live, and that is a topic that we will be doing in a few weeks' time, so watch out for that one. In second position was my choice of Charlie Lee with 27.
And I think you'd have won most weeks with Charlie Lee.
Yeah.
Well, drum roll for the winner there, because no one knows who it is.
Yeah, no one knows who the winner is. Rachel's choice of Chris Hope, who I thought had already been chosen.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure I've said him before, but he's definitely not been on the wall.
I've looked back, and it's not been suggested once.
Fair enough.
Maybe you spoke about it at one point, but then they suggested it, and then Rachel swooped in. She's going to choose Mickey Galloway.
He's definitely been
done. He's definitely, you've chosen him.
I've done him,
yeah.
He's been on the wall.
So this week's name in the frame winner is Chris Hope, who finally dethroned
Big Mama.
Big Mama. So Hope,
he's been out there so long, he's cracking up.
Yeah. I'm
full of them today, aren't I?
Right. I think that's it from us, boys.
It's good to be back.
A successful return, hopefully.
Indeed.
Feel free to... feel free. What do people do? This is your bit.
Was that my bit? I don't know. It's your bit. This is my bit. Yeah, if they want,
feel free to comment.
It was ever so good, and then he ruined it at the final. He's like,
you know what to do. Like, subscribe, retweet, all that jazz.
All that jazz.
iTunes, Spotify, Anchor.
And a quick plug for two other pods as well. The KM Football Podcast, AD Penner.
I've started listening to it.
And it's good.
There's a lot more he could tell us as well, but he's not allowed.
There's also a pod featuring an ex-Jules player being interviewed, Terry Nicol. And it's a guy that messaged me who lives in America who made me aware of his pod, and it's a very good listen. Even if you're not a Jules fan, it's just about old-style football and old-school football.
And he's a quite a well-educated chap and has researched it well for such a young lad. So check out our Twitter account for details on that one. But it's definitely well worth listening. He's just done a part two, which I'll be listening to soon as well.
This pod's gone very middle class since I was last round. We've used chap and hiatus all in the last 40 minutes.
And on that note then, up the fucking Jules.
Au revoir.
Goodbye.